We're aligning with our higher self. So as we open up to that pristine awareness, this is the awareness that knows who we are before we got involved in the riddle. In other words, before we got involved with the personality structure that got into fears and attachments and loneliness and, you know, all of that egoic placement. So as we open up to our highest advancement, it sounds like the same sentence structure, but how do I explain this? There's less other and more higher self, if that makes sense at all. So as we open up to our highest advancement, our highest truth, our highest consent. Now, they use the word high, but you want to feel like buoyancy. You want to feel like you have the lower mind and the higher awareness. And so they're showing me like this escalator that's like going up to this like etheric temple. So when we go to this higher placement, we see that aerial exposure. In other words, we don't get held back or held down by tradition. So tradition is the wounding of our past. Tradition is the wounding of the generations that guided us. Tradition is the mass consciousness. So as we will bring forth our highest tomorrow, we welcome in this new galaxy, this new availability, this new triumph. So the triumph, it's like this pure state where there's only love, where there is only love. So it's love that's guiding us, and they're showing me the card Joy and Stability, of course, because there's only love guiding us. So anytime we have attack, when we have the attack of ones that may be attacking others even, we're in that lower gaze, we're in that lower setting. So as we will receive our prior authorization, that is, before we incarnated, we rest assured, we came forth to bring forth this advanced signaling, to bring forth this advanced placement, to bring forth this highest union. So, and they're showing me the card, open up. So as we will align with our highest advantage, that means to go beyond past consideration, to go beyond limitation, to go beyond the profession of lack, we will bring forth our new galaxy. Because remember, it's in order for our eyes to see it, in order for us to dream it in order for us to attract it by law of attraction, we have to find proper footing. We have to find proper spacing. In other words, we have to believe it's possible. We have to welcome it in. So as we will open up to our divine consent, this is prior authorization. This is our holy advantage. So we're resting on, they're saying like the bosom, the breast. So we're resting on that place of assurance that's beyond the lower mind, beyond conditioning. So this is what we agreed to welcome in. Each of us have a sacred placement. So each of us has this offering that we're bringing forth through our consent with our divine union. So for someone, it's holding the light. For someone, it's raising children. For whatever it is, we want to remember the inference of holiness. So we're bringing in prior destination. In other words, what we agreed to do. So as we will bring forth holy gesturing, so this is alignment with our higher self, our divine self, our I am presence. We don't have to consciously understand what we're doing is giving, they keep saying prior consent. So it's going to feel like we're giving our consent in the here and now, in this present moment. But we want to remember that we're tumbling backwards. So we're tumbling backwards to before this incarnation and saying yes to prior stature, prior agreement. So this is how prepared we are. So when we're like going through all of the energies that are coming up for releasing, it seems like we're stumbling. Sometimes it seems a bit chaotic, but really, it's all planned. It's all like self-revealing. So as we will become one with our light, one with our light is we're going beyond lower faculties and moving in to our destiny. So our destiny, remember, it's a state of awareness. So there are going to be people, places, and things that we're going to call forth, that we're going to attract. But it comes in through prior consenting. So there's a lot of past forward kind of verbiage, but in essence, it's our true self. It's our true union. It's our true state of awareness. So on the energies, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, as we will bring in, they keep saying this, as we will bring in our prior venture. So again, what we're here to do. What we're here to do, well, I'm kind of interested in this, but whatever my higher self is here to do. So we remember that it's not that we're sacrificing what we're doing this, we're gaining, because we're coming in into orchestration with our divine union, with our destiny. So as we will receive these divine codes of bliss, the bliss is very relevant. The bliss is not attached to people, places, and things. The bliss isn't, I got the contract, I got the guy, I got the job. That's not the bliss. The bliss is coming into our own rapture. The bliss is coming into our own heavenly exposure. So it's coming into our own fantasy. It's coming into our own galaxy. It's coming into our own consensus. So this is where we have the peace, we have the love, we are love. And so what we're doing is we're coming into acquittal, we're coming into the beautification of awareness. So these are the energies, these are the codes that will then attract people, places, and things by divine consent. So as we will receive our holy introduction, it's almost like, hi, nice to meet you. So the you, of course, is our divine self. Our divine self. So you may have this like energy where it feels like this guru hanging out with you. You may see a spiritual princess. You may see ETs. You may feel energy. So whatever symbolism is coming upon us, this is a quickening of our readiness, a quickening of our consent, a quickening of our holy arrival. So as we will receive these codes with love, in other words, let love preside. Let love show the way. Let love fill every atom. Because as we operate from the energetic remembrance of love, we teach the children well, the children being all the children of God, Goddess, all the beings. So as we hold that lift off pattern, as we hold that Christ union, and so, you know, it's like, wait a minute, we're getting a little lofty here, Christ unit. So in essence, we are consenting to our holy remembrance. We don't have to understand the how. We are guided. Our duty, our obligation, our offering, our timing is the yes, is the welcoming, is the taking pleasure in our holy remembrance. So this is who we are before time began. Remember, each of us are light workers. We're here taking on the incarnation to offer the galaxy in triumph. In other words, to guide this consciousness in this platform to higher standing, to higher truth. So we do this through our own decision-making, through our own consent, through our own administration. So this isn't just, I'm serving God and I'm going to sit here in poverty. This is, I manifest blessings to show how it's done, to show how to have proper placement, to show how to create and manifest through the vibrational field of love. So we're not doing without at all, but we're doing it from heavenly guide, from heavenly bliss, from heavenly orchestration. So this is where it gets into thy will be done. But we have this old belief that thy will means sacrifice. Thy will means proper footing. Thy will means support. Thy will means I manifest faster, quicker. Things come to me easily. So as we will receive our holy introduction, as we will receive our light, as we will receive our gesturing of new placement is new indicator. So if you keep going after that guy that is always about them, suddenly that energy is no longer going to be particularly interesting to you. If you keep going for jobs that are beneath what is your worth and value, suddenly you're going to find jobs a little bit more appealing that reflect and harmonize with your true worth. So as we will receive these divinity codes of light, as we will receive our new tomorrows, it is all set for us as we obligate ourselves to our higher heart. Remember, we're bringing in heart-centered consciousness. We're not trying to get just to get. We're getting for all to understand, for all to see, for all to witness, for all everyone's homecoming. So receive these gifts with light, with delight, with harmonizing venture. In other words, recognizing the good, recognizing the holiness, recognizing the attunement of affordability. So what we cannot do in the lower mind with the ego, or we do with quite a price, here today, gone tomorrow, we bring forth with heavenly riches. So it's mandated by our higher self, by God, by Goddess, by Sophia. Comes forth with ease. It doesn't mean that we have to keep choosing higher preference, but it means that we're in alignment with divine will, with universal orchestration. So as we open the keys to the kingdom, so this is opening up kind gesturing. This is opening up to our universal heart, to unity. So again, it's a vibrational shift. It's a vibrational promotion. It's a vibrational acceleration. So this is why some of us are getting we stumble a little bit, because everything then starts vibrating faster. So whatever has to be attended to, well, you get kind of like that boomerang effect. It's like, oops, time to look at that. Time to look at that. It's not hard to find what your next step is, what needs clearing, because it's going to be coming faster and faster. Not to throw us a curveball, not to interfere with success, but to welcome in change. We each have a placement in the atonement, in the role for victory. So everything, every step, every curveball, what would appear to be a curveball, is advancing us steadily. Everything's here serving my best and highest good. Everything is supporting my victory. Everything is supporting my divine union. So let us receive with grace. Let us receive with full allowance. Full allowance is there's as much as I'm willing to receive, as much as I'm willing to allow. to mandate. So this is opening up our heavenly treasure. In other words, how we receive ourselves. Are we receiving ourselves in our old command? Well, someone said I couldn't do it, or someone said I wasn't good enough, or someone else seems to be bigger, better, whatever it is. That's the old command. Or am I receiving it in the full chalice? So think of the Holy Grail, and just imagine your cup runneth over. Your cup runneth over. So many blessings, it runs over the rim of the cup. There are several of us, if not many, that have opportunities, and I've got blue orbs everywhere confirming this. We're not waiting on the universe, our higher awareness is waiting on our own decision making. Are we ready for a new lifestyle? Are we ready to come out of hiding? Are we ready to stop saying we can't? Or I'm not ready? Or I'm not as good as? So just imagine like all of that energy, all of that inferiority energy just getting washed away, like a really bad flood or storm or whatever. And it's just, where did that script go? Where did those words go? Where did those sentences go? They got washed away. Cup runneth over. New availability, new opportunity. So again, the availability, the opportunity comes in our sing-song occurrence. In other words, it comes in our own new lifestyle as an aspect of the divine essence, our own divine union. Just that word union itself, it's like, oh, there's more. There's more to operate from. I literally have the Two of Cups. So this is not your marriage partner. This is divine feminine, divine masculine, balanced within self, wholeness. Now, if it's your destiny to have a marriage partner, this is how you attract the right one, because you're not attracting them out of shame. You're attracting them out of your cup that is now runneth over. So whether it's romance, whether it's physical health, finance, whatever it is, it's all showing us our own belief, our own tribute, our own lifestyle. So as we will receive the new harmonics, this is not an outer receptivity, it's an internal digestion. Internal digestion. Some are gulping, some are sipping. Some are, let me pray about this. Now, for those that are praying, it may be that you're aware that you have things to release. Don't make it heavier than it needs to be. Your higher self knows what needs releasing and has a plan. Your job is to say yes to the plan. Simple as that. Say yes. So as we will receive these divinity codes with love, love is love of self. We don't get to pass go until we claim love of self. If we are an extension of the divine and we're not loving ourselves, then we're looking at ourselves with the wrong spirit, with the wrong perception, with the wrong gaze. Like equals like. Created by divine awareness, goddess, God. Receiving ourselves in likened status. If you need to take a deep breath, if you need to release old memories. I literally have, almost like when you go to church and they pass around the offering plate, I literally have someone like, okay, these are my old perception of self. And it's so beautiful. They're literally putting it in the plate for spirit to incinerate, for spirit to diffuse. So it's not about suddenly being different. It's about that, like, massaging, that willingness, that coaxing for self-revelation, for holy remembrance. So as we will receive, we receive with delight, we receive with abundance, we receive for everyone's kindest gesturing, for everyone to wake up to the truth of themselves. This whole realm represents separation from the divine awareness that we are agreeing to. We're agreeing to it for the benefit of all life, for everyone to know divine union. Let us receive. Hmm.